Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
As we end the third week of the 63rd legislative session, it's all systems go. As with all sessions, it takes time for the process to ramp up, for bills to enter the pipeline, and hearings to be scheduled. At this point, the process is hitting on all cylinders, which means our team spends every day trying to stay one step ahead of the legislators. For us, a typical day starts at 4 a.m. with the production of this broadcast. We try to have it written, recorded, edited, and uploaded by 7 a.m. Committee hearings begin at 8 and run through noon. At that point, we have about an hour to meet with legislators before they're sequestered on the floor from 1 until 3. While the legislators are out of reach, we spend the time returning emails, writing testimony, and working with bill drafters. Afternoon committees meet from 3 until 5. Throw in the occasional dinner meeting, and our typical days run anywhere from 11 to 14 hours. Thank goodness it's only for 4 months every other year. Those who want to move to annual legislative sessions need some serious counseling. As I said, so far it's all systems go. The good bills are passing, and the bad bills are treading water. One of the best bills that, for me, quite frankly, is a no-brainer is House Bill 104. That's Representative Regeer's bill to allow those who assault pregnant women to be charged with any injuries to her unborn child as well, basically saying there are two victims rather than one. The problem that the opponents have with this bill is the term that I just used, unborn child. It drives those in favor of abortion crazy. In fact, the thought that that term would be placed anywhere in the Montana Code drives them absolutely over the edge. In a strange way, it's actually kind of fun to watch. But then we snap back to reality. This is serious business. Depending on the severity of the wounds, a perpetrator could be charged with simple assault on the mom, while the fact that his actions caused the death of the unborn child are ignored. It makes no sense, unless you understand the mindset of those in the Capitol who fight for abortion rights. In their world, an unborn child is not a human, and abortion should be allowed for any reason and at any stage of gestation. Period. Paragraph. End of discussion. It's sad, really, but the good news is that the majority of Americans and the majority in the Montana legislature don't see it that way. House Bill 104 easily passed the House yesterday, essentially on a party-line vote. All Republicans voted yes, except for Roger Hagan of Great Falls and Doc Moore of Missoula, and all Democrats voted no, except for Bob Melhoff of Great Falls. Now it's on to the Senate, where we expect it to pass, but with a smaller margin. On another good note, we received word yesterday that U.S. Congressman Steve Daines has accepted our invitation to speak at our school choice rally on the steps of the Capitol at noon on Monday. If you're near Helena, plan to spend your lunch break with us. If you live further away, come for the day. We have several important hearings, and we'll spend the day celebrating faith, family, and freedom. It will be a civics lesson, a history lesson, and a chance to influence important bills all rolled into one. Plan to join us and let your voice be heard. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.